Part 3. Review Test. Directions. You will hear 10 conversations between two people. For each conversation, read the three questions and the four answer choices that follow each question. Select the most appropriate answer, A, B, C, or D. Then mark your answer. You will hear each conversation only once. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
How are you enjoying the job, Julia? Is it exciting?
Well, it's not as exciting as I first thought. There's a lot of training to do. Every day we train for 4 or 5 hours.
So you haven't rescued anyone from a burning building?
Not yet. We had an emergency call last week to a car crash, but nobody was hurt.
1. What is the woman's occupation? Two. What does Julia say about her new job? Three. What happened last week? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
So, you can take the 6:15 flight to Hong Kong, arriving at 9:30, and change there for London. You'll have a 2-hour wait at Hong Kong Airport, I'm afraid.
That's not too bad. What time does it arrive in London?
5:30 in the morning, the following day. I found a hotel also. The Piccadilly Grand. It's 4 stars. At £150 a night. I'd recommend you take it. It's a very good rate. That's for a single room with the view of the river.
And do they have that for 3 nights?
4. Who is the woman talking to? Five. What time will the woman arrive in London? 6. Why does the man advise the woman to stay at the Piccadilly Grand Hotel? 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
The company's new website is finally working. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I didn't know it was finished yet. What's it like?
It looks very good, actually. There's a lot of information. There's even a photo of us under Meet the Customer Service Team.
Oh no, I didn't know they were going to do that.
7. Who most likely are the speakers? Eight. What does the man say about the new website? 9. Why is the woman surprised? 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation.
See that place over there, on the corner? The white house with a double garage? That's where Jason lives. You know, my boss. He came to our wedding.
Wow, it's huge. I wish we lived in a place like that. It's a great neighborhood, too. Where does he get the money from?
I have no idea. It must be worth a fortune, though. And I heard there's a swimming pool in the back, too.
Maybe you should ask him for a raise when you go into work on Monday.
10. Who is the man talking to? 11. What does the woman suggest the man do? 12. How do the speakers probably feel? Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name's Dawson. Andrew Dawson. I was told to call today about the finance director position.
Oh, yes, Mr. Dawson. I have a message here from the CEO. He says that although you're very well qualified, you don't have enough experience. He needs someone with at least 5 years in a similar role. So I'm very sorry, but you haven't been successful.
Oh, I see. Well, could you please thank him for his time anyway? It was good meeting him and the team.
Yes, I'll be sure to pass that on. Thank you.
13. What is the woman's occupation? Why is the man calling? 15. How does the man probably feel? 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation.
We need to get this customer feedback form translated into Chinese.
I forgot all about that. The group from China is arriving on the 12th. Should I ask Miss Chang to do it?
No, I don't think her English is good enough. We should get it done by an agency. We don't want to appear unprofessional.
Okay, I'll try to find one. We need the form by next Friday at the latest.
16. What are the speakers mainly discussing? 17. When is the group from China arriving? 18. What does the woman plan to do? 19 through 21 refer to the following conversation.
Could you tell me how much this weighs, please?
Yes, put it on here. Okay, that's just under 2 pounds. What's inside?
Books. I need to send them to Paris to arrive as quickly as possible. It's my sister's birthday soon.
Well, that'll be $45.50 for priority mail. They should be there on Tuesday. Would you mind filling in this customs declaration?
19. Where most likely are the speakers? 20. What is the man planning to do? 21. What does the woman ask the man to do? 22 through 24 refer to the following conversation.
Kevin's leaving on Friday. Are we going to get him a present or anything?
I already got him a pair of hiking boots and a card. Do you want to sign it?
Thanks. Do you know if he's found another job yet?
He's not looking for one. He's going to travel around South America for a year with his girlfriend.
22. What are the man and woman discussing? 23. What does the woman want to do? 24. What does Kevin plan to do? 25 through 27 refer to the following conversation.
Can you please turn left here, stop the car in a safe place, and turn off the engine?
Well, how did I do? I thought I did okay.
Well, it was good in places, but you need to practice a lot more. Your reversing is poor, but most importantly, you don't concentrate. Actually, you're not safe to be on the road. You almost hit a cyclist back there.
Cyclist? I never saw a cyclist. Why didn't you tell me?
25. Who most likely is the woman? What does the woman say about the man's abilities? 27. How does the man probably feel? 28 through 30 refer to the following conversation.
This salad isn't very good. There's hardly any tuna, and the tomatoes are hard.
And this steak is overcooked. I'm a bit disappointed, to tell you the truth. I can cook better than this.
They said it would be much better when it reopened. For a month we've had to have sandwiches at our desks, and now we come down here to find the food is worse than before.
And it's more expensive. I think I'll say something to the management.
28. Where does the conversation take place? 29. What do the speakers think of the food? 30. What does the man plan to do?